From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. 20 nations agreed to consider tougher sanctions to press North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Pyongyang it could trigger a military response if it does not choose negotiations. Grace Lee has more.
It's a strong message from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to Pyongyang on Tuesday. Members at the one-day meeting, co-hosted by the U.S. and Canada, say the world needs to enforce tougher sanctions against the North, especially China and Russia. Both of those nations weren't actually at the meeting, and diplomats say any agreements made in Vancouver are limited at best. It also comes as the two Koreas sit down for their first talks after 2 years of soaring tensions.
Reporter Grace Lee. A Hong Kong court sentenced democracy activist Joshua Wong to 3 months in jail in a contempt case stemming from pro-democracy protests 3 years ago. Wong was amongst a group of activists who were sentenced in Hong Kong's high court on Wednesday. Wong vowed to continue to pursue universal suffrage.
What we hope to do is, even we need to face a prison sentencing, we'll still continue to fight for democracy in the future.
Wong and the others all pleaded guilty last year for failing to comply with a court order to clear out of a protest camp during the 79-day Umbrella Movement protests in 2014. Saudi Arabia's King Salman ordered a deposit of $2 billion to be paid into Yemen's central bank on Wednesday to shore up the weak Yemeni currency. The move was made a day after the Yemeni prime minister issued a public plea for funds to prop up the rial and help stave off hunger in the war-torn country. This is VOA News. The Catalan Parliament met on Wednesday in a first step towards forming a local government after December's elections, but questions remain over whether the wealthy northeastern region will continue to push for a split from Spain. Inés Arrimadas, leader of the pro-unity party Ciudadanos, criticized former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont.
You cannot agree to break the rules. They think they live in a republic. They think we are independent, and Mr. Puigdemont thinks he is president. But you cannot agree in Brussels to break the rules. And he cannot become president in a telematic or telepathic way, not via Skype and not through a hologram.
The election, called by Madrid to derail the independence movement, failed to resolve Spain's worst political crisis in decades after secessionist parties won a majority of the seats, although they failed to get more than half of the popular vote. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said on Monday the government would not continue its direct rule in the northeast region, if Puigdemont is reelected president. Jeff Custer reports officials say Myanmar police opened fire at hundreds of protesters angry about a ban on a local festival.
Myanmar police shot dead 7 demonstrators while 12 were injured in troubled Rakhine State after a local gathering celebrating an ancient Buddhist Arakan kingdom turned violent. The protesters in Rakhine State marched through the ancient city of Miao U and ransacked a government building Tuesday after authorities banned the anniversary celebration of the founding of the old kingdom. The officials say they stopped the protest because they were not informed about it beforehand. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon declined on Tuesday to comply with a subpoena ordering him to answer questions from a U.S. House intelligence panel about his time at the White House as part of its investigations into allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. election. Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the committee, expressed frustration.
This was effectively a gag order by the White House, preventing this witness from answering almost any question concerning his time in the transition or the administration, and many questions even after he left the administration.
After Bannon initially refused to answer questions about the matter, Devin Nunes, the committee's Republican Party chairman, authorized a subpoena during the meeting to press Bannon to respond. In addition, the New York Times reported that Bannon has been subpoenaed by special counsel Robert Mueller to testify before a grand jury. The United States is withholding, for now, $65 million in voluntary contributions for the U.N. Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called for reform of the agency as well as other countries to share the financial burden. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of